stage.
Is there audio? Are we check one twoing?
Episode 94?
My God. The old Ryan Smith. The Smitty episode.
If you've missed the Road the Stage recently, the last two episodes was part one and part two of our interview with Asanabi, and it was fantastic. Really good time.
Yeah.
And I got to say, and I've said it already, but not typically music that I would listen to over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
But by God, is that record
that is a put it on repeat, because there's so
chills.
Much there's so much to, like, I mean, musically and sonically to listen to, it's fantastic, but then obviously
conceptually
is a whole other thing.
Yeah, it's I showed three people his Juno's performance.
Yeah.
And all three of them had chills.
Yeah,
just an incredible.
There's the one
voice.
Line his grandfather has that gets me every single time I listen to it, where it's, I forget if it's the second or the third interlude about some of the trouble that they would get into in the residential schools, and him just asking, what did I do wrong?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And that, to what, be did there, I, what did yeah. I do wrong? And that,
yeah, very, very impactful record, and glad to see that it's getting so much recognition this year, because it's really, really good.
And the venues are going to get bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Young man.
I was talking to Mike, who runs the door and the shows at the VAT, and I brought up the Evan story about getting the Mustang stuck on the curb there.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, well, some woman did it like a week ago.
Okay. So it's a relatively common occurrence.
It happens.
There may be an issue.
He's not alone. Evan, you are not alone.
Need to redo that parking lot a little bit.
Yeah, it might be a good idea. Might be a good idea.
Did we introduce each other?
Peter Michaels.
Patrick Bateman.
How are you? What's been going on? I just moved.
I was in the shower today, and I was thinking about you.
Oh, cool. As you do in the shower?
As you do in the shower.
Yeah.
How much shampoo do you go through?
Oh, none.
What?
No. No, not very much.
Are you kidding me? I'm not going to say that it looks like silky whatever, but I mean, it doesn't look unkempt.
I don't know if, on average, if you were to ask me how many times a year I wash my hair, honest am I willing to get?
I'm glad I'm sitting down for this.
How honest am I willing to get?
Very honest.
I would say per year, maybe 7 times.
Okay, so let's clarify, though. This is not, you're not showering or bathing.
Oh, no, I shower. I bathe. But yeah, no, if we want to know, because it is funny. A lot of people say, actually, someone at Bozia, I like your hair. I was like, oh, I like yours too. Do you want to trade? And they were like, no, it looks like too much work. And I was like,
okay, well, that throws my theory all
no,
up to hell.
I hardly shampoo ever. In fact, I have a new bottle of shampoo now that I've had for the last year. The bottle of shampoo I had before that lasted about 7 years.
Okay, all right, never mind then. I was like trying to guess.
I've saved
your shampoo
a lot of money on
budget.
This hair.
So, because I was thinking, my kid was ready to throw our shampoo bottle out 4 days ago.
Yeah, and you were so like, you could put water in this and shake it up.
I picked it up and I was like, so I've had it sitting upside down. I've gotten 4 extra days.
Have you not cut off the top yet? So you can scoop it out with your hand?
Huh,
the stuff at the very bottom?
Diluted a little bit.
But you don't wash your hair every day, do you?
I knew that was coming. No, I do, actually.
You're not supposed to.
I know. That's probably why it looks like this.
Riley, how often do you wash your hair with shampoo?
Once a week, every Sunday. Okay.
Huh, and you got that smooth, straight hair, so your hair probably gets greasier faster. Yeah, interesting.
Well, I'm shocked to know that, because I would never once suspect either one of you of having greasy hair and not running shampoo through it.
I can tell you with absolute certainty that I have washed my hair at least once in 2023. Maybe twice, but I can't confirm.
Okay, well, thank you for your honesty. This is an intervention.
Yeah, it's funny. Everyone, it must be so much work. It's like, honestly, it's not. Now the truth is out there. It's not at all. I do condition my hair usually every 2 days.
Okay.
2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's where the luster and shine comes from.
I guess so. I showered this morning just for you guys, though.
Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, no problem. But, yeah, no, and my shower is one of the tasks that I have to do this weekend as I continue to unpack and organize all of my belongings in Calgary, is to put my own shower head in the shower.
I was going
to
say, how is, because shower head and water pressure and everything is pretty tough to adjust to.
Yep.
When moving to a new place.
Yeah, so. This place, thankfully, my partner's been living there for a couple of years, so I'm familiar with the surroundings, with the workings, And the shower head's fine, but
the foot we do came
have our
down.
Own. We do have our own, so why not put it on?
Have you got two bathrooms? It is two.
Nope,
baths?
Just one bathroom.
Just one bathroom. Okay.
Yeah, one bathroom.
She's gonna have to deal with
extremely low, toilet and vanity. Have you ever seen that before?
No, but
the,
I hate that.
The top of the toilet is below my knee.
No good.
It's a little weird.
Yeah,
it's a little weird. We were thinking about getting a poop stool. Do you have a poop stool?
Because like ours is a little higher because I'm taller, but so then it sucks for my wife because then her feet are almost dangling.
Right.
So yes, there is a.
So you do have a poop stool, but you could even use the poop stool, and it's supposed to
just better
angle posture.
Better leverage.
Yes, yeah. But we're thinking about getting one. We have one that we could use, but there's no point because the toilet's so goddamn.
We need
low.
To get Pretty Maddie back in on this conversation and stuff.
Yes. I bet Pretty Maddie has some very, very insightful bathroom
techniques.
Yeah, yeah, ideas. Yeah, yeah, very much so. So yeah, no, I've been moving, and disaster struck a couple weeks ago. So I moved out of Red Deer and flew to Toronto the next day, and then I got back a few days ago. So it's been kind of this weird thing where I moved, but I wasn't fully moved. But the record player that I have not had a needle for 4 years is fine. But my vintage speakers.
Oh no.
One of them fell out of the car when I was unloading and it got fucking dummied. It was in very bad shape.
How bad? Like
the
box
bottom corner of the wood is totally crushed in.
Yeah.
The frame or the shield, whatever, you know, the outside, the whatever it's called, that's pretty busted up. I haven't even looked inside because I don't want to. So now I'm in a position where I'm like, well, do I even need a record player?
Yeah. But you got the needle done?
No.
Oh, okay. I might have a needle for you.
Well, I don't have speakers now.
Okay. So same thing. We had a vintage, player, the whole, like the, I don't know.
A Victrola? Like
a cabinet.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't a Victrola. It's a, what the fuck is it? Anyways, it's an old, like it is like a something Ola. From it was my grandparents from like about 1968, 69 era, somewhere in there.
That's what you use?
Well, had been for a long time. It was at my parents' house, and then it just kind of stopped working.
Yeah, yeah.
We assumed it was the needle.
Yeah.
And then I'd always told my parents, I've got a guy. We'll come up to Didsbury. I'll get it fixed. And it just never happened. They both pass.
Yeah.
We've got it at our place now. Years go by. I've talked to my friend a couple of times. Hey, I think this thing needs a needle. Yep, nope. He ordered me a needle probably about 2 years ago for it.
Okay.
And we just got around about a month ago to putting this needle in. So he came over and looked at it. Oh, nice unit. Everything's
yeah,
a good shit.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Got the needle popped in. Put a record on. He's a big Zeppelin fan, so I had Led Zeppelin 4 ready to go on it to test this thing out. It
yeah.
hadn't been used in years. And nothing. The turntable wouldn't start.
Oh.
So we got doing some further inspection, and yeah, it's the motor's blown on it, not the needle. I just always assumed that it was the needle that was a problem without ever actually having to turn it on to see if it actually spun and the motor's blown on it. And
so now what?
Probably not going to find a motor for that.
Just toss it?
So it's just a...
wait a couple of years, though.
It's a decor piece.
There
well,
you go.
Well, I mean,
that's
I could gut
nice.
It and put something else into it.
Yeah, yep,
so whatever.
Fair.
It'll stay there. So we both had some record...
just a disaster. Was. Yeah, and I felt weird because I was at a buddy's house in Toronto and he was showing me some of these records that he's been buying. And I think he asked me if I bought anything recently. I was like, no, I've not bought a record in some time.
That's crazy.
Some time. But hey, that, I don't know.
That's not necessarily a bad thing because it is not the cheapest.
No, no, it's
to
not.
Get into.
No,
but it is
not.
Nice. I do love when bands come through Bose and if they've got vinyl now to lay it down. And usually 25, 30 bucks for a record is... it's pretty okay.
You should have. There were two merch tables on Tuesday night at Bose. There
what?
Was the full merch table was set up for Mom Jeans and Bearings.
Yeah.
And then, the local opener self-help books had no space, so we had to set up another little table for their merch. It was crazy.
And it's a new area for the merch? Or not a new area, but it's set up a little differently?
I didn't notice anything
there's some
different.
Extra lights or something?
Oh, maybe. I didn't spend a whole lot of time over the merch table on Tuesday night. But goddamn, what a show.
Great show.
I got to say, I didn't know what to expect of that show. We've known about Mom Jeans coming to Bose for a long time. And from my perspective, it's a band that you kind of have to discover. I don't know what kind of viral success that they've had, but, you know, they had a pretty successful Audio Tree session a long time ago. But that was years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Man, the people showed up. And
yeah,
they
it
were
looked like it was
fucking... like singing all the words. It was very, very impressive. So shout out to Red Deer and all the emo kids that showed up for Mom Jeans, because that was sick.
While you were gone, we had Royal Foundry.
Yes, how was that?
They put on an unbelievable, like, yeah, arena-sized show.
Cool.
On a small stage. They had some cool stage accompaniments.
Right on.
Accoutrements.
Right on.
And they're just fabulous,
yeah,
people.
Cool.
So they've elevated their game a ton. And that was, I think they had said that was their biggest show they played in Red Deer yet.
Yeah.
As well, as far as...
It looked like a great turnout, for sure.
And what did you see in Toronto?
Saw tennis at History, which is a venue I had not been to before. From what everyone tells me, it's Drake's ownership in it. Great, really, really good venue.
Yeah?
I think 2,500.
Is it a brand new venue, or is it something they refurbished?
No, it's definitely new. If they refurbished it, they didn't hold on to too much.
Okay.
But really, really cool room. Better security than the Calgary airport. It was wild. I had the weirdest, I've joked about it for years, but I am always randomly selected at the airport. I don't know how I get randomly selected almost 100% of the time.
I know.
But this time I go through the Calgary airport, I'm not randomly selected. I get through no issues. And then when I'm collecting my stuff out of the trays, one of the guards there comes up, he's like, "Hey, can you grab me that stack of trays and bring them over here?" So I go from randomly selected for a decade to helping these fuckers out at
now they put you to
7 a.m. in the morning in like what's supposed to be the most secure corner of a building in the province.
That's hilarious.
And then we go to this History venue, and yeah, it was empty. All your belongings into these bins, go through the scanners and check your bags. It was a very well-organized space.
Which is good, because that helps the flow.
Unless you get there late.
Right.
Because then you can get jammed up in that line.
Line up a little bit.
It's just another good excuse not to miss the opener.
You know, it's funny. I went to, when I went to see Jason Isbell in Edmonton at the Jube.
Auditorium.
At the auditorium. And I know it's always been that way there, but it's very different in that you don't actually show your ticket to anybody until you're actually entering the auditorium.
So if
you didn't get tickets for the show and you just wanted to go buy merch, if you wanted to go hang out, have a drink with everybody that was going to the show, the whole front lobby... is available to you. You don't show your ticket until you actually enter.
You could probably hear it pretty well from out there, too.
No doubt, could probably hear
it. So, what's this, Jason Isbell, what's this show or movie?
The documentary?
Yeah.
Running With My Eyes.
Is it a movie?
It's a documentary.
Okay.
So, it's all the filming and making of his Reunions album from 2020.
And you watched it?
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, okay. Have you heard good things?
Yes, I've heard good things, read good things. It's one of those, I don't know, like when you sit down to a meal, do you save the thing you like the most for the end?
No.
Or do you go right for it?
Cohesive. Everything's okay. Well, should go together.
I will save what I like the most till the very end.
Well, that's
so
fair.
I am like desperately want to watch this documentary, but at the same time, I don't want the experience to be over.
Right.
So I'm, I don't know, maybe this weekend.
I also saw a show at a pretty infamous jazz and blues bar on Queen Street called The Rex. And it was last Saturday at 5:30 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. It's $10 to get in, and easily could compete for the greatest musicians in this entire fucking country. It was wild.
Wow.
This slide player.
How big of a venue? Like how many?
Oh, how many were there? Maybe 70.
Okay.
We were by far the youngest, by far.
Yeah. And old school traditional jazz.
No, it wasn't jazz and it wasn't blues. Okay. It was just like they're called Neon Eagle, and the guy that organizes it goes as the Neon Eagle on Instagram, but he's an incredible slide player. And then he put like easily Ontario's greatest guitar player, bass, drums, mando, sax, and keys. Almost 99% instrumental.
Oh, wow.
Just 2 hours just jamming out, and it was fucking unreal.
Yeah.
So cool.
What'd you drink?
I just had a couple we got a pitcher and they had really tiny beer glasses.
Yeah.
Old school.
Yeah.
Just had a couple of those. Ace Hill Pilsner.
Okay.
Yeah, are you familiar?
Nope.
Okay, there you go. Ontario Craft, I think. I don't know. I was driving that day, so I didn't drink too much.
I figured there'd be like some Negronis or something in a
I did have
setting.
Actually no, I did a lot of DD in this trip. Now that I think about it. So I don't know if I even had a full Negroni. I don't think I did.
Hmm.
Yeah, I DD'd a lot.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you had a good trip. Catch up with fam.
Yes, very good. Saw some shows. It's fantastic.
And the move is done, so now what?
Well, now I'm just still getting settled in. I still need a few days of organizing. And
I have had a lot of people, thankfully, oh, Patrick's moving. What's going to happen? What's going to happen
yeah,
in
yeah.
the podcast? What are you guys going to do?
This? This is what's happening.
Hey.
It's only an hour and a half, hour 15, depending on how you look at it.
How fast you're going.
Uh-huh. But yeah, no, it's been good. It's been a solid couple weeks. It's been fucking busy, but.
Okay, well, I have a.
A gift?
I don't know if you'd call it a gift. What do you think of the wrapping?
Is this the very same company you voice ads for?
As a matter of fact, it is.
Sale, $3.99 per 100 grams of dry-cured salami.
You may hear me in your local grocery store.
All right, so this is a record.
I figured if all else fails and the record is a flop,
I'll get a deal.
We can talk about maybe what I'll be barbecuing.
Ooh, pork back ribs, pork tenderloins, button bones.
Oh, let me tell you what you can do with a stuffed pork tenderloin.
Well, before you get there, let's talk about what is in this. So you brought me this. What is this?
So this is, we'll call it record in a wrap. I was going to bring it in a bag, but I couldn't find a bag that was suitable. So record in a wrap.
Okay.
You are going to get 20 questions, yes or no questions.
Yes.
To determine which record I have under that wrap.
Okay. Is it an original pressing?
That is an original pressing. Yes. I don't know how the fuck that's going to lead you to what it is.
It's
but.
An original pressing. I'm going to...
Oh, that's, sorry. That's one question is all you get. We're in Alberta.
Oh.
It's a one question only.
I thought you said 20 questions.
Shit, I did.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, we're doing Danielle
now
Smith
I,
rules?
Now I have to walk back on my...
What is her new rule? She's like...
One question.
Is that actually it? That's media it. Is only one
media
question.
No follow-ups because there's so many people...
Who want to know?
Ask questions.
Yeah, why she's lying about every goddamn thing she fucking says. All right.
20 questions. First question, yes.
So
original pressing.
Original pressing. Is it before 1990?
Yes.
Okay, interesting. Is it, did you purchase this new?
That's a great question that I don't have the exact answer. I believe I did.
Okay.
But I would have been young.
Is the sleeve white or yellowing?
Well, no, it's still in pretty good shape. I'm going to say it's still pretty white. We'll confirm that later.
We're up to like four or five questions right now, right?
We got to keep track of that.
How many times have you spun this record? This very record.
No,
this
that
exact,
very record?
Exact vinyl.
Well, that would be, back in the day, it would have gotten a fair amount of use.
This exact
that
one.
That exact one. It's been in the collection for a long time.
Okay. Do you have it framed at home?
No.
Is it rock?
Yes. What about you, Riley? Help me count. That's like eight.
Eight, yes.
Okay. Good.
Is
Riley's
it before it. Or is it before 1985?
Yes.
Is it before 1980?
No.
Okay, we've hit a sweet spot here. Yeah. We're halfway through the questions.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of the cover art artist?
You know, I think I do know who did the cover art. I might be mistaken on that, but I would, if it is who I think it is, then yes.
So I'm gonna assume that rules out a picture of the band on the cover. Mm. Huh, interesting. Mm. I could be full of shit. Is it a full-length LP?
It is a full-length LP.
Is it the band's second record?
No.
Is it the band's third record?
No.
Is it the band's fourth record?
No.
How many questions do I have left?
Five.
Is it glam or metal?
Yeah, yes.
It's both.
It's both.
Oh,
I mean, honestly,
no.
It would fall under both categories, I think. Maybe a little more on the metal side.
How many do I have left?
Four.
Is it Motley Crue?
No.
Is it Cinderella?
No.
Fuck.
Two more.
It's glam metal, focus on the metal. I mean, I don't want to ask this next one because it seems too obvious because you've brought them up too many times lately, but is it Rat?
What the fuck?
With two T's.
Go ahead and open her up.
Oh, okay. Band photos are on the back. This is not a cover of the band. What on earth is this? Out of the Cellar. Is that Gina Davis?
No.
Does that not look like Gina Davis?
It definitely does look like Gina Davis, but that is somebody who you probably heard of.
Who's this?
She is more famously known for dancing on the hood of Whitesnake's car.
Oh.
In the 1987 video for Here I Go Again.
And this is 1984. Damn. And then what are the... Oh, Round and Round is Round the and big hit on this record, right?
Yeah.
Anything else?
I think Wanted Man was a single and Back for More.
So you mentioned Rat. So like,
it's funny. That's I was trying to think of what I would pick, and then I do remember mentioning Rat. I think last week or a couple episodes ago.
Interesting. So now this album.
Now you're familiar with Round and Round. Obviously.
Yes, I know that song for sure.
Let's check the sleeve. I think it's. Oh, it is yellowing.
It's getting a little yellow, okay. But I do love to see that classic Atlantic.
Yeah.
Green and red. And you said this album is in pretty good shape. For having spun it 3,000 times.
It would have got a lot of spins as a kid.
Do you remember where you bought this album?
I believe it was A&A Records and Tapes, Deerfoot Mall, Calgary.
Oh, in Calgary.
Yeah.
So you would have been in college?
Most of my stuff.
No? No? 84?
Asshole.
7 years old?
I was 10.
10, okay. And you're buying records, going down to Calgary just to buy records?
Just to buy records.
Rat! Out of the Cellar.
What do you remember about Round and Round? You've heard that song. I doubt you've heard anything else on that album. But Round and Round, you had to have had
played it every once in a while on the station.
Sure.
But unfortunately, I think I'm automatically thinking, what's the other Round and Round song?
Oh, the pop one?
Yeah, what is that?
It's not Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive?
You spin me.
Oh, yeah,
you
yeah.
Spin me around.
That is not this song?
No, they're a little opposite ends of the spectrum.
Well, I will go and listen to Round and Round.
Do you want to know who the actress is on the
Oh yes, please
on the
do.
Cover? Tawny Catane. Hmm. Or Catane?
Not familiar.
Riley, anything? Nothing? She also, there's a couple other claims to fame, but she was in like the...
Episode of Magnum?
Probably.
Episode of Miami Vice?
The when the craze was all about doing the celebrity guests living in a house together. Well, I forget what one of the first big ones but she was in one of those. Like the Rehab something or other.
The Surreal Life.
Is that what it is?
With Vanilla Ice and Flava Flav.
Okay, if it wasn't this real
Vern
life,
Troyer.
It was one of those. I think it was a subsequent, because that's probably season one, I think.
Okay.
It was on a subsequent season of this real life. That was her last kind of hurrah.
And then faded into obscurity?
I believe she has passed from this world now.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, Tawny Catane. Catane.
So, and then the other neat connection to this is their manager, his last name was Burl. Who was his uncle was Milton Berle.
Oh, wow.
So Milton Berle is in the video for Round and Round.
Oh, actually. Maybe I have seen that music video. Well, Rat. Rat's on my mind today. Gonna go home and listen to. To Back Out of the Cellar.
I saw them on the anniversary tour of this album. So it would have been like the 25th anniversary. So what does that put us at?
2009.
Yeah.
It actually was.
Yeah, like the lead singer was like it just you've seen The Wrestler.
Yes. I haven't.
Which is interesting. The Round and Round is the closing credit song.
Okay.
For The Wrestler. But anyways, like The Wrestler's about the washed up, and
yep.
he's just kind of
yep.
and it just the whole time I was watching the show, like he was just like singing and just like the most unenthusiastic fist pumps you could ever imagine in your life. Like, I know I'm supposed to be fist pumping during the song, but I'm not really that into it. He actually just spoke up as well. One of the other big stories of this decade, right now, of this era right now, is the Mick Mars suing Motley Crue story.
For kicking him out of the band?
For kicking him out of the band. And Stephen Piercy, the lead singer of Rat, stood up for Mick and tweeted at Nicky and said, "You're being an asshole."
What's your take?
Legit?
Yeah.
It was all fucking set up.
Oh, this
I'm
whole...
I'm sure this whole thing is. That's...
Man, you've lost...
That's the MO of this band. I have no faith and trust in anything being...
You've lost it all for these guys. That's kind of sad.
It's pretty bullshit.
But, hey, it's might be time.
It's
might
probably be time. Long past time.
At least Jason Isbell's got you now.
Exactly.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate this.
You don't get to keep it.
Well, I was going to say, I don't have a needle or speakers for my record player, so...
Every once in a while, for nostalgia's sake, it'll still get...
Well, the perfect tease for our next episode, because we will be having the lead singer of Rat on the episode. The Road the Stage up, celebrating episode 95. What's his name?
I don't think he's doing anything. I'm sure we'll probably get him.
All right, fair enough. Peter Michaels.
Patrick Bateman.
You can, please God, subscribe to our YouTube channel, CCS by Bose, or just search The Road, The Stage, or Communal Creative Studios, or head to our social medias and follow any of our links.
That sounds really easy.
It is super, super easy.
Why would you not do it?
Shocking how easy it is.
And I'll find some more hair metal records and come back with them next.
Hey, I got the band.
You did get the, no, I, full credit.
I got the band.
Full credit. One question remaining?
One or two, I think. Yeah, yeah, one. All right.
Attaboy. We'll be back next.
Wednesday. Wednesday. Wednesday.
Wednesday. Wednesday. Wednesday. Wednesday. Wednesday.